All right, look, if you're under the age of like 25, I need you to stop fucking overthinking every goddamn little thing that you're either going through, you're overreacting to, about your career, about your future. Number one, you're not supposed to have it fucking figured out. You're a barber, for goddamn sake, all right? You cut fucking hair. You really think that you're gonna have all this shit figured out and some life thing? First of all, let's also understand, you really don't know shit, right? Let's get that straight. And number two is, that's the best thing. You don't know what you're, one, capable of. You don't understand what you really potentially can do, or your limitations, right? And you can be a little bit ignorant in that fact. Now, why am I saying this? Is because I think there's a lot of younger barbers who come to the game and they see a lot of these OGs and follow their honestly dumbass fucking advice, and follow their dumbass fucking beliefs of, oh man, you can't charge that here. Oh man, you can't do that in this city. Oh man, you know what? You need to take care of your people, right? Oh man, you can't do that to community. You can't charge that. Man, you shouldn't be about money. Fuck you, right? Because there's a lot of barbers who I think are similar to me who want to make more money. I'm pretty sure if you listen to this podcast, you fucking want to make more money. You don't want to be like these fucks out here. Honestly, the barber industry is so fucking pathetically average. You know this goddamn thing. Why the fuck would you ever, one, listen to them, two, take their advice, or three, even put yourself, you wouldn't even want to put yourself in the same category as them, right? Meaning, why would you associate yourself with them? Now, look, I think for a lot of younger barbers, you could be a very lost in overthinking, well, I gotta have my whole life figured out, but I'm cutting hair, but oh my god, I don't really know what I know what to do next. I don't want to open a barbershop, or maybe I should open a barbershop, or maybe I need to make my product line, but man, I don't know what the fuck to do. Slow the fuck down. You're getting too much into the weeds of what you think you should be doing, what you want, what you're overreacting, over worrying about honestly nothing that's happened yet, because dude, at the end of the day, none of that, you're not even in a fucking position to even make any of that shit happen. You don't fucking have money to even invest in a proper product line. You don't have capital to be able to get a proper loan to be able to get a barbershop, and then also have the money that you can go ahead and put forth to really make that thing dope. And honestly, you probably don't want those fucking things. The only reason, if you really think about the reason why you think you want those things, is because everybody around you says, "Oh man, that's the thing to do." You're like, "Oh, okay, let's follow along." And here comes a little old me saying, "Fuck all that. You know what you can do? You can make way more fucking money. You don't have to be a fucking bitch to the barber industry and like everybody else sell your soul to this thing just to make a little bit of cash and all of a sudden be some self-righteous bullshit motherfucker. Be like, hey man, we're just doing this for the community. We're in a barbershop and babysit barbers." I don't think anybody wants to do that bullshit, honestly. Even barbershop owners I know, probably even listen, it's like, man, right. I hate this shit. Deep down, nobody wants to be running a shop. Everybody who gets in. Well, first of all, you got in the business to make money, and then all of a sudden you want to come out here and talk and oh, I really don't want to make money. Bullshit. I call bullshit all day long. If you didn't want to make money, you'd probably be working a 9 to 5. Honestly. You're in this thing to make some money and have some freedom. Okay? Now, you should not be over worried or over thinking of oh, but I don't know exactly what I want. I need to figure it out. Who gives a fuck? Your story doesn't need to be perfect right now. You know, the majority of you listening, you know what you need to fucking do? You need to get your head out of your ass. Stop looking behind you, being so depressed about your life. Stop worrying about the future too much. Be here now and actually get the thing you're doing right now to its max level. Because I can guarantee you, everything that you want to avoid from the past or get in the future will not happen, right? That will not happen. You will not avoid the failures of the past. You will not get your hopes and dreams of the future if you do not take care of what you're doing right now as a barber. Meaning scaling your business up. And I'm willing, and if you, because most of you are overreacting, well, I don't know if I want to do this, or, oh man, I'm sorry, man, maybe I won't do that, I don't know about my future. Fuck, well, you know what I thought? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do either. But I'm willing to bet if I'm charging 150, 200 bucks a haircut and have a fuck ton more cash than I have right now in the bank, I'm probably going to be in a better position. And I fucking was, right? And so I think for every single person, you don't need to understand what the route is or what the story is or what the next move is. Honestly, I didn't know what the fuck the next move was until I was retired from barbering and I actually had to think. And you know what? At that point in time, I could take my time and think because I was like, well, I have money, so I can like rest assured on that. Now, did that money last me as long as I thought it would? No, I ran out of cash very much quicker than I expected. So that's why I'm always like, have like 100K in the bank, right? 200, as have as much as possible. That way you can go ahead and have as much time as possible. And that is so doable when you're making 20K, 25K, 30K a month from cutting hair. You got in this business for a reason. You got in this business to get yourself into a better financial place. Shame on you right now for not taking that to its max level and either getting unfocused, getting lazy, getting sloppy because you lost sight of that fucking vision. Because you want things to sound and look all pretty. Because you want your story to be inspired by other people. You want to be inspired. You want to be motivational. You know what's motivational? A motherfucker who just shuts the fuck up and wins. You know what's inspirational? A motherfucker who just gets the goddamn job done. Not somebody who paints the picture of their story and tries to, oh, I want to like this. I want to like, just do it. Just get the fucking result. Do it better than anybody else. You'll be like, that's it. You know why Tom Brady's story is so great? Drafted, he got two starting position, didn't lose the starting position, and just won. If you break it down that simple, that's all he fucking did. And was the best at what he did for the time he was here. That's it. Everybody else is going to create the different narratives. Oh, man, but he was like picked in the sixth round. Oh, but he was true blood, so it's bad. All this other bullshit. Like, he didn't create that. Guess what he just said? Cool, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going to do. Take starting job, win. Done. So if you're a barber, you're like, cool, I cut hair. What should I do? Not charge $30. Probably take it to its max level and start learning how to generate some new clients in the business. Probably, like, again, too. Is the max level $200? No. But that's just where we're at in terms of, like, I think for what we're doing in New Era Barbering, we're setting a new fucking standard. I sent in one of the story posts recently. Like, the four-minute mile used to be an anomaly in track and field or anything. Everybody thought a sub-four-minute mile was like, running a four-minute mile, that is, was like, that's impossible. And then some other folk came around and was like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, he ran the a mile under 4 minutes. And guess what? After that, more people started doing it because they understood, oh, that's actually possible, right? Oh, man, I can actually do this. And then guess what? Today's day game in the track and field, the sub-4-minute mile is actually a fucking standard. It's like, if you don't run that thing, what the fuck are you doing? And I see the same thing of what I'm doing, what we're doing. I should say, well, I'm fucking doing, right? Because I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm changing this shit. I mean, like, because at the end of the day, what we're doing with the new era of barbering.com, right? We're setting a new standard. That's what we're breaking a paradigm. And all you guys who are, and barbers, guys and girls, all you fucks, they're out there like, well, nobody charged that in my city. Guess what? Nobody did either when I was cutting hair. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to run the fucking four-minute mile. Follow my lead, right? Just because somebody else doesn't do it doesn't mean you can't do it either. Have some fucking balls. Have some fucking confidence. Have some fucking belief in yourself. But understand, you know what? You probably need some fucking help because you don't know what the fuck you're doing at the end of the day, okay? At the end of the day, if you haven't been able to scale your pricing up, that you probably shouldn't just start raising, or if you haven't been scaling price up successfully, get new clients. That's probably a telltale sign you're not doing something correctly. Yes, you will lose clients. That's the whole point, right? You are going to lose clients. You will have to rebuild everything. No, nobody's going to look at you like you're a greedy motherfucker. Because if they did, fuck them. Honestly, this is a business. You look at them and be like, well, this is a business. What do you fucking expect? End of the day. I got into business to make money. I became a barber to make money. I didn't become a barber just to cut hair for free. I am sorry to tell you that. And I think there's too many dumbass motherfucking barbers in this industry that honestly, they want to talk about, oh man, it's not about the money, it's about the passion. Then fucking cut for free. The fuck? I'm going to charge money. I got in this thing to make money. The fuck you talk? And they make everybody feel bad for not, for like, one, charge money and make people feel bad as if they're wrong to make more money and want to make more money. Nah, man, it's about the love. It's great. Your love can pay for the bills while your ass is homeless and lights are off. I'm going to make sure my shit's taken care of and I'm an actual net positive to everybody else. I don't need to go ahead and have that validation from everybody else. I'm better than you because I don't need to charge. I'm better than you because I don't need money. Good for you. Government's still going to want theirs at the end of the day, right? Whoever is collecting rent still wants theirs at the end of the day. Whoever's making that food for you, unless you go ahead, raise the fish, chickens, whatever, cut them, gut them, cook them, all that shit, somebody's going to need to get paid. They don't get paid by love, I hate to tell you. We ain't there yet, and I don't think ever there will be society. There's never been a society from that. Everybody has always had some type of like form of currency. You're trying to come up with a made up bullshit mumbo jumbo because you honestly smoked too much fucking weed. You probably did too much acid one night and then think the whole world needs to be on this chill boat, right? Why are we listening to these people in the barber industry? Why? These people are soft. Honestly, these people are such beta males and beta females that they just don't want to go ahead and build a business. That's fine. But understand, there are people like myself, that there are people like yourself who listen to this as well too, who honestly are like, oh, that's so fucking dumb. Go build a business, right? Don't listen to those people. Don't allow them to infect your mind. Honestly, I want to be able to be the motherfucker in the industry that's like, you know what? Fuck all these dudes. See all them? Fuck them. You go and do what you need to be able to do. I know and believe in you at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I know what's possible. If they're going to talk down to you, you give them the fucking middle finger, say, fuck you, I'm going to go get my thing. And they're always going to be haters. They're always going to be complainers out there. That's them. You're in charge of yourself. And that's just why I want to be able to bring up the new era of barbering. End of the day, we're going to get jobs done. At the end of the day, we're going to get fucking results. I don't give a fuck what you think of us. I don't give a fuck what you think about the barbers that we work with, about what they charge. End of the day, we get results. And that's why you see South Bay Chris gets results. Jay Fader gets results. Crispy Cats, Greg gets results. Tough results. All these people, boom, 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 boom. Because they need to be able to go ahead and grow their business to get to where they want to go. Do they know where they want to go? No, absolutely not. Nobody does. Stop overthinking that thing. But also get out of your head. Make sure you don't listen to all these random fucks talking, oh, you shouldn't charge that much. Oh, it's so bad. How about the people? But guess what? The people are going to go to somebody else if they really want to. The people who actually want to pay that price, they're going to go to you because they want to pay that price and understand that value. So, quick little rant. I might just pop off every now and then with one of these podcasts. Again, if you're interested in working with us, I always drop a link down below to apply to work with us inside the Elevated Mentorship Program. That's getting $20,000 per month. If you ever, also, too, if you found this episode valuable, send this to one friend. See you guys later.